Well, there's all kinds of things going on here in our lovely little burg.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, the entire state of New York got to feed at the trough today.
That's right.
Meaning, for those who don't know, this is the day that a lot of money gets handed out across the state by the state government. So, of course, we, the people of Hudson and Columbia County and the whole, we're now part of, as you know, the Capital Region District.
That's right.
God, Albany gets a ton of money, not surprisingly, since that's the seat of New York State government. But there were a lot of grants given, and we're apparently going to have Sheena Salvino of the Hudson Development Corporation coming in to talk about those grants.
Yes, we are. Any minute now.
So one of the things, of course, I'm personally excited about, being, as you are too, a member of the Waterfront Advisory Steering Committee, we got a grant to work on our local waterfront revitalization project program. One of the other.
What does that consist of?
LWRP.
It's
waterfront is in.
It's the part down by the river where the water is.
Mm-hmm.
I know,
but
it's
just
a hard one
just
to figure out.
Just the park, out. Or oh yeah, funny.
No, it's it's about all the area that's kind of considered part of that whole district.
Okay.
And a very fine document was crafted in the past, but for a number of reasons, it got approved by our local Common Council, the Hudson Common Council, but never was submitted to the state of New York for final approval. Now, the importance of that is, as Ellen already knows, of course, is that once it does get approved by the state, in effect has an incredible authority in matters political, legal, terms of getting more grant money for projects related to this document. Just to give one example, if the document mentions how we would like to, say, develop a building on the waterfront, and we have a plan for this one building, when we would go to the state in the future to get grant money for that, we would automatically go to the top of the list because of our LWRP already identified that project. We wouldn't be put in the sort of larger pool of applicants, only in a select pool of those who already have it as a state-approved project.
That's one of the criteria for funding?
It's
looked at.
Well,
seriously.
It's not, right. It's a criteria that puts you at the top of the list. It gives you know, it's a number system. It gives you, it sort of elevates you.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you're still competing with other approved LWRPs, but that's not a problem because it's still a much smaller pool of people, of municipalities applying.
Right.
So it's very exciting that we got that and that we can work on that document. Plus, as we'll find out from Sheena, there are all other kinds of exciting things. Having always been a kind of a localist and a small government type of person, I kind of find the whole experience odd and a little bit disgraceful.
Disgraceful?
Well, just remember, we talked about this money, forgetting that it's our money. It's taxpayers' money.
Yes.
Oh, look who's here.
We have a guest in the studio.
Yeah, I will give her I'll let her tell you about it because she'll come from a different perspective.
Please, because I don't want to listen to you anymore, Tom.
No, I'm going to take your seat over.
Oh, man.
Okay, we're shifting chairs here just to let our listening audience know. Welcome, Sheena Salvino.
Hello, Ellen. Thanks for having me. Hey, Tom.
Oh, I was going
to
say, am I chopped liver?
You speak really directly into the mic.
Sorry about that.
There you go.
Hi, Tom. Hi,
and
Ellen.
And Jake, if you have any questions, Jake, keep them to yourself.
Right. Come on. Jake, don't make this hard for me, please.
We were just trying to explain the regional grants. Maybe you can start there and give us some sort of general idea of what our audience, of what we're talking about here.
I guess I'll just give you a quick, brief synopsis of what it is, and we can go from there.
Great.
You can ask any clarifying questions.
Wonderful.
So,
make it short.
Okay. The governor chopped up New York State into several regions, right? So we're part of the Capital Region, which is 8 counties. They're Albany, Schenectady, Rensselaer, Columbia, Greene, Saratoga, Warren, and Washington counties. That's our Capital Region area. The point of all of this is that the governor was trying to come up with an economic strategy that would streamline the processes of getting state money into the hands of people who are doing economic development, who were creating jobs, who were bringing jobs to the state. So this was effectively a process by which he could deliver money and resources. So every year at about the same time around May, the doors open to say, here's your streams of money, folks. Get your applications together. Submit them in June.
See what I mean, Ellen? Pigs at the trough.
Trough.
Sorry.
At the trough.
You know, you open up the... You open up the open up door, the and they go flying in there. Sorry.
No problem.
I just like to remind people that it is our money coming back to
us,
right?
It's just all, you know, sort of appropriated in different pots.
Let me just
By the way,
ask,
I'm no way calling you a sow or whatever. You,
a pig.
A pig. Yeah, right. You want to use that.
Thanks for clarifying, Tom.
Tom, I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. So Sheena, what is HDC's role? What was your role in helping people with their grants?
Hudson Development Corporation, by the way, for Ellen's use of an acronym there.
Maybe some people don't know this, but I wear two hats. I'm the director at Hudson Development Corporation and also the director at Hudson Community Development and Planning Agency. And I, you know, this is very difficult for folks to understand just very simply. One is a private nonprofit. That's Hudson Development Corporation. It has its own board, its own bylaws. It's set up a different way. It's a 501c3. The other agency, HCDPA, is an urban renewal agency. It's effectively an arm of the city. So that's more my public role in terms of creating and developing projects. So things like the LWRP project that we were successful with this year. I sit with the Economic Development Committee. We build projects who Rick Rector is the chairperson of, sit with the mayor, the Common Council president, and we identify priority projects for the year. The LWRP, which has not been finalized, if we all are very painfully aware, is one of those projects that sticks out there, something that we really, really need to draw some attention to. And by finalizing that and synchronizing it with things like our comprehensive plan and our zoning, we're really effectively creating an environment for here's where we want to develop, here's where we want to maintain, these are environmental, historical, recreational assets, and setting parameters and boundaries for things. So this really goes a long way to help us lay out what our future is going to look like in terms of development.
I was trying to explain before you came in about the significance of a submitted and approved LWRP and how that improves our chances when we go for grants.
Absolutely.
Could you explain that a little more in detail since I didn't know what I was talking about really?
Well, it's complicated. So essentially, waterfront communities have the opportunity to put together a local waterfront revitalization program. And in that program, it lays out essentially the zoning criteria, which is our legal framework for development, and gives us a program for moving projects forward. So inside of LWRP, which if you were fortunate enough to have successfully submitted and the state and federal government have accepted your program as essentially what is going to happen in your city, town, village, community, then you sort of step into a different world of funding. So your application, because it has an approved LWRP, which again is state and federally accepted, they are aware that you now have a plan for your future, a plan for your economic, environmental future. So they're thrilled to be able to bring those things to fruition by giving it additional funding and points on applications. So when you submit a project that supports your existing LWRP, it gets graded a little bit differently, and it's a little bit more strong of an application with the state.
And excuse me for interrupting you, but you listening to that, Jake? It's important to have a plan for your future. We've been discussing this. You need a better plan for your future. Sorry, that was for the benefit of
you
his parents.
You can muddle through for sure, Jake. Don't you?
Oh,
know?
Wait, Ellen's giving me the high sign for
Sheena,
not taking things seriously.
It sounds like you, in your position, you have a good overview of all of these agencies and the city and can bring them together in a way that makes some sense.
Try to.
It's a hard spot to be in. But
About that LWRP, did we originally ask for 45 or did we ask for more?
It's a matching grant, so it's 55.
Oh, that's okay. So we did get that. Okay, excellent.
Yeah, so we'll have about 100 grand to do this whole thing. And
excellent.
It's so exciting.
It's very exciting.
Being able to bring all of our planning documents in line with each other, especially given that the Conservation Advisory Council, the city's CAC, has just been awarded estuary funds to do a natural resource inventory, and they're going to be developing GIS for us, so we'll actually have spatial data about things all of a sudden. So,
and they've already been here collecting data and talking to people. It's a very exciting process.
Yeah, so I think, you know, having this environmental process act as sort of the foundation on which we build these other pieces will be super valuable to the city in the next 20 years.
What's that little HDC money that came in?
Oh, we we put it in a small project to kind of promote business, so promote walking around Hudson on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So the board sort of came up with an idea to, you know, get people engaged with the community, maybe not in a retail sense, I mean, wherever possible. So we thought, you know, creating walking tours that would be downloadable onto.
You try to walk on Thursday, they won't let you.
Walking.
You've got to come back on
Wednesday. It's only available Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Well, the idea was to get people engaged with the, you know, kind of really rich history and culture here. And I mean, we have a lot of creative folks in town now, but Hudson, you know, luckily and beautifully sits on a landscape that shaped America. So we're very fortunate to be in this.
You think they'll be looking for voiceovers?
I think so. I think we will be looking for some narration.
And now, here's where Ellen Thurston lives.
Thurston Park.
Thurston
Park.
Historic Thurston
ancestor.
Where she tends her cats.
Should we get to the grants so that
I can give
you shut me up? Is
I
that what you're saying, Ellen?
This is what people really want to know about.
Yes,
well, I can give you sort of
where the money's going.
All right. So, and I also prepared lightly. How much money the county won for the last few years, if you want to hear that
great.
Comparison.
Yep, stats. We're into stats.
Stats.
Let me just say that I've always thought, as do a lot of other people, that we're in the wrong region. But we don't want to be in the region south of us either. This one is a tough position, I think, because we're just a little county and with an important city. But
yeah. Yeah, our population isn't as high, and we're not quite as dense.
We're sort of caught in the middle.
Yeah, Ellen wants us to secede from Columbia County as well, so, I mean, ticket.
I do not.
I mean, we're not, you know, Hudson
he's
Valley.
He's making it
not.
Up. He makes it up. You know, he's very inventive.
No, he's a creative fellow.
Oh, thank you.
You know, you're welcome. All right, well, you know, I can't change our region. Mm. So
no.
I know. I'm sorry you're feeling
so
that
it
way.
So it would be interesting to hear what the comparison is.
So this year, the Capital Region was a top performer, which means we were awarded $83 million for 116 projects in the whole of the Capital Region. So that's cool. That's good news.
Yeah, it's good for Albany. Good for Schenectady. Good for Troy.
I think the top grant award went to Rensselaer for $4 million. For University of Albany Bioscience Development Corporation. So the Rensselaer Bioscience Development upgrades went to Rensselaer for $4 million.
It's hard to compete against bioscience.
Yeah,
science,
I don't think we're
going
to compete
and against
with that.
The seat of the government.
Right. But we're not competing.
No, we're not.
No.
We're all equals.
All right, everything's just equal. So in 2011, the county was awarded $5.5 million. In 2012, we had a real low year at $839,000.
What?
Yeah. In 2013, we had $3.3 million. 2014, $1.8 million. 2015, $4.2 million. 2016, this year, it was $2.8 million. Oh. So you can see it kind of goes high, low, high, low. Probably because we're all trying to spend the money down because we have a two-year contract period to be able to spend our money down. Mm-hmm. So that seems to make sense. So this year, we were awarded $2.8 million, which represents about 3% of the $83 million that was awarded.
But we're not complaining, folks.
No. This
we
is
are
great.
Smaller. After
the
all.
Project we, the city got that we already talked about was the LWRP project, which is great. And we just kind of briefly touched on that. HDC got $14,000, which again is a matching grant for a bit of a tourism project to help out our community on off days. And the other folks that were awarded, big award went to
Hudson Opera House.
Not as big this year. No, that was a small award. Hudson
Historic
Opera.
Hudson.
Oh, I'm sorry. Historic Hudson.
Yep.
Hudson,
and they got $487,000 to do phase three of Dr. Oliver Bronson House. Thank you.
The restoration of the Bronson House.
I got a call from the missus because she's on the committee and said, we got our money.
Yay! There's a lot of high fives and hoorays going via email right now, so everyone's pretty happy. I think overall we did pretty well in terms of what we submitted. The one we didn't get submitted for that we were a little bummed about was our CDBG grant. Shocking for the youth center. So that was kind of a bummer. Everyone sort of wanted that one too. But we have the project prepared and we can resubmit next year and, you know, we can tighten it up better and, you know, hopefully do a little bit more advocacy.
You know, it kind of makes sense with their agenda. I mean, they're thinking about tourism. They're thinking about jobs and things, you know, whereas who cares about youth?
I mean, if you look at
I mean, I'm just talking about the mission statement of this whole giveaway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's about creating jobs. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's community redevelopment.
Right.
So a lot of, you know, what traditionally was called urban renewal is now being called economic development. So however you name it, mm-hmm. it's, you know, cast that way. So, and furthermore, we're not even through our existing CDBG project. So,
right.
you know, you can see where a couple factors played in there. But like I said, we have it ready to go on the shelf next year as a public facilities project.
Was this
project.
An application to do more work on the building?
Yeah, mm-hmm. there were some rehab components to it that needed to be done.
Right. Well, they've been rehabbing that building for years.
For years.
It is a bit of a white elephant, I think. But anyway. Maybe. So who else? What else?
Hey, you know, your favorite building, Ellen, used to be a bit of a white elephant.
The Hudson Opera House?
Yes.
Never.
They got some funding to do for a full-time staff person.
Course.
And Gary and Tammy and the whole crew over there, they're doing a great job.
Right.
Rock was lovely.
And I guess their idea is that now they're ready. They're going to have a 400-seat venue upstairs, and now they got to figure out how to use it.
Yeah. I don't think it's 400. I think it's no more than 350, I would think, because of codes.
You want to bet on it?
No.
Okay. Pinky bet. Okay, you're probably right. You should know.
Let's see. Some of our compatriots around town, Olana is a winner year over year for solid projects. So they also are working with Catskills Thomas Cole House. So everyone loves to see the extension across the river.
They scored big.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they did all right.
To restore some original Cole
paintings?
Well, not paintings per se, but he did design work.
On the building.
In the building, yeah. And they discovered it in the process of restoring it, and now they want to restore that as well. That's just one of their... They got two things, I think.
So I don't know if you're noticing a theme here, but just looking down the line, it's like Shaker Museum got some money.
That's right,
House,
yeah.
You know, Historic Hudson, Olana, let's see, Town of Claverick got a Historic Sites and Public Waterfront Access Study funded.
But the Opera House money was not for the building, I don't think.
No, it's to kind of use the building. It's a programming, a marketing director for programming and, you mm-hmm. know, how to get that, what to do with the building, essentially, in this, in
right.
the sense of now you have the venue, we have to market what we're going to do there.
And there's a grant to develop an opera, of all things, in the Opera House.
Really?
Because there was hardly any opera. Well, it's... Virgil Thompson's Mother of Us All.
Oh, I did see that.
Really? Hmm. A private grant?
No, it's one of the regional grants.
Oh, really? I didn't see that. So what you were saying, though, is the theme is sort of
there are lots
arts,
of
tourism.
Arts, tourism, entertainment projects in here.
Bringing people here.
Yeah, bringing people into town, which is really nice. I mean, we do want that with our lodging crew, mm-hmm. you know, like, and we're...
Right.
Lucky
we're beefing
them.
Up the the hotel and small hotel business.
Yeah.
A number in progress. In fact,
right.
three.
Three hotels?
Well, the Wick, which is a 55 room,
right.
55 bed. Or is it room? It's rooms, right? Beds or rooms? I forget.
Rooms.
Two on Warren Street, one with nine, another one with, I believe, also nine.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots happening.
One at 3rd Street, one at 2nd Street.
Kind correct.
Of. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Lots of beds.
Yep. So you got to film. Right?
Okay.
We got to film?
No, fill them.
Oh,
sorry.
I
said,
like, oh,
I said film.
Oh, my God. Did we get a film? We're doing a film. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, overall, I think we were pretty solid with our applications. There wasn't mm-hmm. any that I was aware of that weren't funded that we didn't submit a support letter for or we didn't talk about with our reps at... in the Capital District and department offices. So,
how is the Ferry Street Bridge being funded? There was some grant that came through for the Ferry Street Bridge, but not until
I think that 2020
yeah. or something,
I
8 years from now.
Rob Perry, the Department of Public Works, is better to comment on this, but I think it's been money that was originally through the Transportation Advisory Council, which is a county advisory
right.
board where a Department of Transportation person, staff person, comes and sits. They develop, you know, essentially a laundry list of transportation projects, and some that were previously funded but were completed with other funding, or, you know, were completed with, or didn't need to be completed because they became a part of another project. That money was sort of left on, you know, didn't have a home for it. And so mm-hmm. I think through some efforts locally and on the county, a bunch of funding was restructured and appropriated to.
Mostly has to do with bridges, I think, out in the county.
Yeah. So there's bridge money specifically. So, yeah. I mean, in general terms, I would say that that's how that came together. But there was a lot of advocacy from the mayor, and a lot of elected officials came together a few months ago, actually. I don't know.
Oh, one we left out, and I think it's could be really significant for Hudson, is the Hudson, what's the name of that place? Hawthorne Valley.
Oh, yeah.
And their development project, which is going to be in the city, which will create jobs as well as training.
Oh, you mean
for
the
jobs.
Sauerkraut factory?
Among other things they'll do there, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That can be really good.
That can be really good. I'm really excited for them, and congratulations, Hawthorne Valley. Yay. High five.
Do you know what property they're involved with? Or can you say?
I have some ideas of where they might be, but I think it's up to them to announce when they do.
It sounds like a waterfront project to me.
I don't want sauerkraut down at the waterfront. Stink up the whole waterfront.
No, it won't.
I imagine they have some ventilation in place. I mean,
we also have ventilation out, right?
No, you don't want ventilation.
Don't we have a sewage treatment plant on our waterfront? I mean, what could be worse? So I think we'll be all right with some sauerkraut. But yeah, so congratulations, Hudson, and our Columbia County on all of your successes this year.
Well, this is pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited. And, you know, this is, you know, sort of my announcement to say, folks that are thinking about next year's round of applications, please start thinking about how you want to, you know, what your budgets are, what your project descriptions are, and start forming those ideas. I know there's a number of businesses in town that I'm beginning to work with now, which is really what you want to do, because at the very last minute to accost me with your grand idea does not do anything for anyone.
People accost you with their ideas?
I'm curious about it. Throw the matter.
Like, look at my brilliant idea, Sheena. And I'm like, ah, this is brilliant.
And it's due tonight.
What do you want me to do with that? So it's, you know, project early planning is really, really helpful. So if you're curious, just do some Googling. And then I would recommend reading through the award booklet so you know what other people are being awarded for. Mm-hmm. You know, like, don't reinvent the wheel here.
Do you yourself craft many of these grant proposals?
I do the basics. So, like, I itemize the ideas that are kind of put out there, bullet point them, and fill out the questions that way. And then I and the grant writers, TGW, basically, they take my work, which is that very gritty, basic stuff, and then they basically turn it into the flowery New York State loving text.
You do that for other organizations?
Yeah, we'll do that for businesses. Really? And, you know, we've worked with the Hudson Opera House to do a lot of it. Not to say that the business or organization itself doesn't contribute a lot to it, because it's their project. So.
And that grant running is paid for through HDC, right?
Split. HDC, HCDPA, and the City of Hudson. Okay. So we all share in the cost of that. So we get the benefit of that. So, yeah. So get your projects ready, folks.
Ellen, what's your project?
What do you got?
I don't know. I better start thinking right now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Turn your house into a museum. How about that? The Ellen
Thurston
Museum.
There should be a museum of the City of Hudson. There should be, really. There's a lot of history here.
But isn't Hudson a museum itself?
Exactly.
It is.
Not to mention, I think that goes with my plan, because most of the history is stored in your attic, isn't it?
No, it is not. First of all, I want to clarify that I do not have an attic in my house. It used to be a barn. I'm sleeping where the hayloft was.
Well, I'm sure Jake has some projects, which we'll talk about once we get him back on the show.
Great. Jake, I can't wait.
No, not if you don't behave.
Why is Jake being ostracized? Like, why is he?
Because there's only three microphones.
Oh. You could share. Share, that's
fair. I'm not going to share this punk.
Tom just loves to rag on me. Okay. He loves it.
Mm-hmm. The son I never wanted. Anyway, cute. Isn't he cute, though?
Oh, he's adorable.
Isn't he? Mm-hmm. Look at that Tom Cruise thing going, young Tom Cruise.
Mm. Risky business stuff.
So, anyway, here in Hudson, lookalikes. We have a look-alike program. We've got Jake as, you know, Tom Cruise. Tom Hanks.
Who's that?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Yeah. God forbid he looks like Tom Hanks. What an insult.
That Tom Hanks isn't awesome.
Sheena, thanks for coming in and talking about all this.
Yeah, of course. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's really great. It's good to, or fun to talk about good news.
I know.
Here in the city of Hudson.
Money.
Yeah, it's nice when money comes
in. Money coming in.
It's really nice when money comes in. So I'm excited. I'm excited to watch these. Bring these projects out this year.
Is HDC managing most of these projects or just a few?
No. So HCDPA has essentially an ongoing relationship with the city where if it's a city awarded contract, HCDPA manages it. So things like the Dunn Warehouse was managed by HCDPA, the kayak launch managed by HCDPA. So old, you know, all the things that were open, I got to close, and then we've just carried me forward as sort of the administrator on these projects. And that's what I do. I just organize everyone together, make sure everyone hits their marks, spends their money the way they're supposed to do it, and submits the reports to New York State and make sure everyone's happy and we're moving forward. So that's what I do over there. So,
which reminds me, Ellen, I took a webinar the other day.
Did you ever take a webinar? Subject. I've never took a webinar.
Yes,
you've never taken a webinar?
No.
How did you get your ABO certification?
What ABO certification? I don't know,
they sent me a little gold star to wear.
The Authority Budget Office is the oversight.
I did all of that, but I never did it online.
Oh,
you're at the go somewhere?
We went. Eileen Halloran and I went to Albany and took education.
I was able to sit in my underwear and do it on the computer.
Gee, that must have been fun.
3 hours of fun, actually. Three long, sweet hours of fun.
Yeah. Oh, Lordy.
But I know what she was talking about. They took us through all the accounting things you have to do.
The
so-called Paris reports.
I
always thought the Paris report was like they give you a trip to Paris.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I wish. It's the most painful thing in the whole
P-A-R-E-S,
world.
P-A-R-E-S, isn't that
you know what it stands for?
God. Public Authority... something information system. Something. Right. Just another paperwork nightmare.
Oh, man.
No, that,
But I guess it's easier now to generate it on a computer than having to type all that stuff out in the past. You know, enter form.
Yeah, it's. I mean, everything's still in form format. Yeah. I mean, you should see how many forms go along with one city contract.
No, the reason I raised it is because when you said you have to do all the, you know, after work and accounting process, I got a good sense of it just by going through that webinar. I love saying webinar. Don't you love new words like that?
I noticed that.
Isn't that cool? I took a webinar.
I can sign you up for as many webinars as you like. You can go as much.
Well, great, because you know, next one I could do naked.
Proxy.
Pretend to be you.
Oh, why not? I'd be like, I just have a really low voice. Hi, I'm Sheena. So fun.
There you go.
Oh, folks, we're a little giddy here today.
Everyone's just very happy.
Well, thanks again. We've been talking to Sheena Salvino, who loves to talk about how she wears two hats, although she's actually wearing none right now.
I was when I walked in.
Oh, you are?
Two scarves.
I see. You got your HDC scarf and your HCDPA scarf.
Yes. One's a little frumpy. One's a little stylish. You know, you can guess which one belongs to which.
Yeah. One with more money. That says it all. But thank you for coming in and sharing this community excitement.
Yes, you're welcome. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Ellen.
Bye-bye. Jake, you want to take us out with a little music?
A little HDC.
Something jazzy.
Yeah, right. Little money music.
Either way.
Here we go.